Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Jimi Hendrix bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Elise Benin, marketing-mentor.com, right, Elise?
That's right.
Can they find your podcast there?
Find my podcast there. I have a new e-course. You can sign up when the little box pops up. My quick tips are there. My online store is there.
And folks, even though I have not been on her podcast, I encourage you to go ahead and listen to her podcast, too.
Thank you.
I harbor not much ill will because of that. So, but.
I also just recently started hosting a new podcast, which I have not invited you on.
A new one?
Yes. Called the How Live Podcast, which is part of the How Design Live Conference that I'm the programming partner creative entrepreneur.
How is that different from the other one?
Because this one features, there's a theme of creative entrepreneurship, creativity in business and business in creativity. And so I especially interview the speakers from past and future How Design Live conferences.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the Marketing Mentor podcast is, as I said before, basically people doing the nitty-gritty of marketing their own services and talking about what works and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm. So isn't it redundant to say creative entrepreneur?
Well, I can see why you would ask that question, but I don't think so.
Okay.
Because an entrepreneur, actually, I was at the Savannah College of Art and Design last week giving a little talk and featuring 4 creative entrepreneurs. And this question came up, what the heck is an entrepreneur? Let's define it. And one of the definitions is someone, not just anyone who starts a business, obviously, but someone with the ambition and the intention to build something sustainable, to build something durable.
Mm-hmm.
And when I add the
regardless of the size.
Yes.
Not necessarily to become 2,000 employees, just something sustainable.
That's right.
Right, okay.
That's right. As opposed to the thing that earns your living that your intention is not to build something. I do think that that the enterprise, the root of the word enterprise there, is important.
Yeah, and you're wandering into some fuzzy areas there. But I didn't mean to hit us in that direction. Tell us more about how I want you to tell us how having a podcast has helped your business.
I think more than anything, it has made me a better listener, number one. And being a better listener is always good when what you're selling, like I am, is consulting services and services that help people. And also, it's just given me exposure to people. You know, I have an opportunity to say to anyone, hey, do you want to be on my podcast?
Mm-hmm.
And really, no one has ever said no to that.
It is an interesting icebreaker and relationship builder. I can say from my own personal experience, a lot of the breaks I've gotten, a lot of the business I've done has been strengthened and developed because they started out as a guest on my show. But don't get nervous because I've got a radio show and you're going to do a podcast. I mean it's not the medium as much as it is the way you develop the conversation and the relationship.
And let me add one more thing, because I find more and more when people sign on to work with me, invariably they say, I've been listening to your podcast, and I understand, I get what you're talking about. And it's definitely, you know, my messages come through more clearly when I'm speaking than when people read them these days.
And I'll tell you something else. The bots like them. If you index them and write them up the right way, the bots like them. They get indexed real high.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my Brain Trust members are pretty powerful folks. On the first page of their name, if you Google their name on Google, I mean, they've got a lot of stuff going on. One of their interviews with me will be on the first page. So don't ever minimize that opportunity, which is a big deal. So podcasting, folks, look into it and follow Elise, marketing-mentor.com, and see how she's doing it and see what you can learn from that. Hey, Elise, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. I will, and I'm going to have you on my podcast.
No, don't worry about me. I'll be fine, Elise. Okay, I'll do your podcast. At least Benin, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.